our listener Ashley having a hard time getting her family and friends to accept her relationship with her boyfriend. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please don't say my name. Ashley's in quotes.
Okay. I was like, wait, you just gave me a start.
I know. Need some advice.
All right.
I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year and a half. Uh-huh. Things between us are honestly great. Mm-hmm. He's kind and supportive, makes me laugh, and this is the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. I feel good.
Okay.
The problem is my friends and family act like he's just some random guy I met 2 weeks ago and is going to be over by next month.
Okay.
My friends keep giving off this weird vibe that he's somehow not good enough for me. But when I ask what they mean, nobody can ever give me an actual reason.
Mm.
It's all just kind of awkward looks, little comments, and this general attitude like they know something I don't.
Okay.
My family isn't much better. They treat him like he's a high school boyfriend who just is hanging around until football season starts. We're both 30.
Oh.
It's not some hallway romance. And what's really bothering me is that none of them have made any real effort to get to know him.
Mm.
And I've straight up told them this is someone I'm serious about and asked them to try building an actual relationship with him. But it's like I'm talking to myself.
Aye.
And here's the thing. If they had real concerns, I'd absolutely listen.
Mm-hmm.
If there were legit red flags I was missing, I'd want to know.
Uh-huh.
But instead, they just kind of dismiss our relationship like it's a joke, and it's starting to really hurt.
Mm.
So how do I get my friends and my family to either tell me what their actual issue is or start respecting my relationship? Do I keep pushing for answers, or do I just stop caring what they think and let them catch up eventually?
I kind of think the latter there.
Yeah.
Like, you just keep bringing them around. You just keep... Man, it's been so long, though, and they're still... not
just
coming
not
around,
having
but
it.
But I would almost still just continue to put them, you know, bring him around, have him be on his best behavior, which kind of sucks for him, where it's like he probably knows, like
sure.
He probably feels it, you know.
Yeah, they can pick up on cues.
They
men in general are capable of that.
We can pick up on things like that.
Yeah, you sense it. And I get that. And I am curious as to why, because it sounds like she's pressed them for answers. Like,
yeah,
what is it about him?
Yeah, they're like,
Yeah, that's
That is weird that they haven't given them an answer or her an answer.
That they just don't know. They just generally just don't like him for some reason. And they don't know why they don't like him. But say that.
Now, I know that there have been experiences where they, like, bad vibes. Like,
sure.
Like, I just give bad vibes. There's something about this person. Just doesn't sit right with me. And maybe that's the thing.
It could be.
But, like, say that then.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's just something about, and maybe they have. And maybe, I don't know. All right. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation where you're trying to, like, get your friends and family on board?
And it kind of doesn't feel fair to ask her boyfriend to try to, like, jump through hoops to try to win them over somehow.
I know.
To go, like, the extra mile to try to...
But it's like you almost have to.
But you almost have to.
Okay. How did this happen in your relationship and what ended up happening?
Yeah, right. When you're excited about someone and you want to bring them into your life, you want to share that with the people you love, and you want them to be just as excited for you.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So yeah, it's tough when you are dating someone, you're a year in, and your family and friends are still like, we've seen better. It's 99.7 DJX.
And they're not giving her any specific reasons why they aren't giving him the time of day or acting like he's going to be a fixture in her life.
Yeah, that's what Ashley's dealing with right now in our group therapy. I say just kind of wait it out. Keep bringing him around. Keep showing him that, you know, he's part of your life. Andrew, the love doctor, checks in. Not a real doctor, calls us with the advice. What do you think, sir?
But at the end of the day, guys, really, it's just about her and him, right? They're 30, been together a year and a half. So obviously she's had these conversations.
Yep.
She hit the nail on the head, and Ben, I'm super excited for you because you're absolutely 100% correct. She needs to continue to do her and let them catch up in the end. Because if they don't respect her relationship with him, then she doesn't respect them, family or friends. And she can cut them off. Let them catch up later. It's not rocket science. Keep doing what they're doing. Don't change anything. Continue to be who they are. If her friends and family can't accept it, then that's on them. That's not on her.
Seems simple when you say it, Andrew.
Yes, but it is tough to wrap your heart around that, though, for sure.
It's tough because we're not actually in it, but it is pretty simple, Ben. You're right.
Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you as always,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah.
Give yourself the ding for the right answer.
That's
Look
right.
At you.
I got
Look
it.
At you.
I did
Gold
it.
Star student
I
today.
Did it. Look at
Ophelia
me.
Ophelia and Jordan said, we think they should support your happiness, and if they don't, move on without them.
Wow.
There's a lot of people willing to just be like, you know what? Leave them all behind. It's you and him against the world.
Sarah with no H says, been with my boyfriend 3 years now, and he still gets treated like that by my friends and family because of my history.
Oh, wow.
Let me try to capture her emotion in her text.
All right.
Which, by the way, she has no all caps. I'm just going to try to capture this.
Oh, you were just delivering it, though, like all caps. Okay.
Been with my boyfriend 3 years now.
I don't think that she sounds like that.
And
either.
He still gets treated like that by my friends and family.
Okay.
Because of my history.
All right.
He knows and understands and just rolls with it. We know we're forever.
Oh, wow.
And they'll figure it out eventually. Just let the trust build.
So why aren't they accepting him if... They seem to be pointing the problem finger at Sarah. So why isn't he like a good guy?
Yeah, right.
And they're sticking with her.
Well, you're a saint.
That feels like another road we should go down at some point.
We know that, Sarah with no H.
Listen, Taylor says, hot take. You can just tell that he's either been dated, debated, or accidentally been with someone within 2 degrees of separation.
Oh. Interesting.
So maybe their spidey senses are tingling. But they don't have proof, so they're not saying anything specific.
Interesting.
They're like just giving you vibes like you should keep your distance. Okay.
Someone else texted, and again, I'm going to try to capture the emotion here. I would tell the friends and family to blank off because it's me and my significant other been together for years. So I went through that, so I would tell them just to basically blank off.
Sean says, Ben is bored already. Allison says, my goodness, Ben, that voice really makes me miss Craigslist Missed Connections. Well,
every
tune
Wednesday.
In on Wednesdays. Yeah. Steve says, Ben could easily get a job doing local theater if this radio thing doesn't work out. Indeed.com.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Benjamin, toxic take. Tell them you're engaged and pregnant to see the reaction. Wow.
Now we have very few people saying, you know what, you should probably actually trust your friends and family on this because they usually see things that you don't.
Yeah, there is. But Chelsea's rolling in.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Trust your family and friends.
Right.
Okay, so most everyone's just like, cut them all off. It's you and him against the world. But then there's a couple of people like, they might be onto something. You might need to dig a little bit further.
Yeah.
Press them on it. Like, what is it?
Yeah, and Peppy rolls in, my family never likes anyone to bring home.
Aww.
They're not dating them, though I am. So, okay.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, you know, maybe it is a thing where you just kind of keep bringing them around. If you know in your heart that he's your person, you just keep bringing them around. And... let the chips fall where they may.
Well, yeah. Lexi says, keep doing what you're doing. They're going to fall in line eventually. With that said, same thing about me and my current boyfriend. We've been together 5 years now with a 1-year-old, and we're thriving.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of people on Facebook are saying the same thing. Just let the family live in the dark. If you're happy, that's all that matters.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted.
I love your interpretive readings.
I do what I can.
You just really try to encapsulate the emotion very well.
I did dabbled in theater.
Well, it shows.
Thank you, Kelly. That's group therapy. EJX.